everyone. Welcome to the Virtual Classroom, the podcast that's all about virtual classrooms. Typically, I sit down and talk to other virtual teachers about their virtual classrooms, but on this mini Monday PD, it's just me. And it's just me, short and sweet, talking about my best tips, my insight, my know-how, and sometimes I throw in some peer-reviewed research in there. But we are finishing up what I think makes a powerful virtual teacher. And we've been working through the letters of virtual, and we are at our final one, L. But before we dive into that, I'd like to give a little plug to the other episodes. Recently, the one about with Katrina came in, and I recommend listening to that one. I am pushing it out because of Katrina. I love and adore her. I can't wait to talk to her again for season two. But if you are a new virtual teacher being forced to be in this world, you'll learn a lot from her and her experience, what she learned from college and then her first years here. But I'm looking forward to talking to her again for season two. But go listen to that one. Make sure you listen all the way through to the very end. And also, next week, we're starting a new series on virtual teacher or Mini Monday PDs. And I'm just going to work through. I'm reading the book by Marzano, the new one, the new handbook of the art and science of teaching. And it's incredible. If you're not reading that, I don't know what you're doing. I'm reading it for fun. Like, seriously, I'm enjoying it. And I don't typically do. And so I would love to kind of brainstorm and collaborate with you all as we're working through this about the different strategies. Because many of them, what I love about the book is that it does offer insight on how to reach these different strategies at maximum capacity, if you will, or at the highest rate rating, being the most effective, I guess, is what I should say. But they're not for virtual teachers some of the time. So, like, you can apply the strategy in a virtual classroom for sure, but the examples are not for virtual teachers, right? So I would love to talk to virtual teachers and how we can really maximize these strategies in our virtual classrooms. So I'm going to work through those, and I can't wait to get your insight whether or not you're reading the book or not. So, but you should. You should be. So, anywho, so let's get to L. So, I think it should be love in a variety of forms. So, we should be loving towards our kids, and then we should also be lovable. So, a lot of times, especially new teachers, I hear a lot, how do you get your kids to respect you? How do you get your kids to care about it? Well, first we got to show that we care about them, right? And we've talked about this in kind of minor ways, but haven't had a full episode on it. I think the biggest episode we talked maybe about it was vehement, coming in like fully passionate and excited about learning. But we also need to be fully and passionate in love with our kids. So our students, right? They need it the most. I've mentioned that before in several episodes and conversations, that our kids in a virtual world who choose this world are here for a reason. And many a times it's because of we're their last resort. They were not successful in their other school. They didn't find what they need in another school. And maybe that was just a teacher who really cared. And so we got to be that. We got to be loving towards our kids. But also, we got to be lovable. So, we got to be a reason. We got to be lovable to our kids. That means that we need to be known. And what I mean by that is that our kids need to know who we are. And so, we talked about that in vehement, where we come in hot with our passions. Like, if we're really in, I think I use the example of golf and making like golf games and strategies like that just as engagement pieces. But I'll tell you what, my kids love when I share anything related to my son. And they love when Dustin pops in, and normally he always popped in when he was sick, but now that we're all home, he pops in a lot. and wants to help mommy teach, and they love that. They love seeing me as a mom, and so they love that. They also love when I share anything personal, like when I watch Frozen 2 for the first time and I kind of gave a 1 minute review. They love that. So they love anything personal, pictures from a vacation, whatever. They just love knowing that you're a human and that you have a life and that you guys can connect in some way, shape, or form. They absolutely love you already as a teacher, especially if you're an elementary teacher. They just seem, that seems to be their default setting. And but we gotta continue that, because they might realize, hey, if she's not ever lovable, we might not be worthy of it, and we should be. So the most powerful teachers I've ever seen, their kids absolutely love them. They love them, think they're incredible and passionate and loving and cool even. And so I could say it over and over again, but I won't. I'll leave it short and sweet. But just be lovable. Just take a few minutes to share something personal once a week, once a day. Like I said, some of the things that I share literally take less than a minute, and they eat it up. And they think it's so cool that Miss Ring is trying to learn how to do an ollie on her skateboard. You know, like, they love that kind of stuff. I make TikTok videos and play Roblox for my kids who are on track and attend class, and they love that. And that literally takes me like no extra time, because I'm doing that stuff anyway. So, you know, like, they just love it. So I just record myself and pass it on, and they're eating it up and working harder because they want to see their teacher kind of make a fool of herself and react to the games that they love to play. So just kind of brainstorm how you can incorporate yourself, but also show love to your kids. So we'll leave it at that. Again, go check out the other episodes. Season 1 is going to be wrapping up soon. I'll probably continue to do Mini Monday PDs, but just interviews won't be as often. I'm hoping to talk to a lot of teachers this summer. So if you're interested on being on the podcast, know that I would love to talk to you. I don't discriminate. The only thing that I ask is that you have a virtual classroom to a K through 12th grade class. You don't have to teach all of them, just one of those. And you don't have to work for the same school that I work for, or the same company. I really don't discriminate any of that. So I just want to know, what are the best strategies in your classroom? What do you love about virtual teaching? And just try to build our community together. So if you're interested, don't hesitate to reach out. I'll be working on my schedule on the website to make sure that's accurate for the summer. But I'm still talking to people now. So if you want to talk now, I may use your episode for this season. I may hold on to it for next season, but we'll see just how it fits in with the time. So that's kind of what's happened now, is that there's a few people I thought I'll save for next season, but our conversation was so relevant for the now that I couldn't not share it. So I love and adore you guys. You are amazing teachers doing amazing things, and I love talking to you. Thank you so much for listening to me for 9 minutes, and you guys have a phenomenal Monday or week, wherever you're at in this world. I hope that you're safe. I hope that you're happy, and I hope you're healthy. But remember to always be brave, take a risk, and above all, have fun. We'll see you next time. Bye.